Hi, this is Fabricio Cruz, back again with another awesome coffee shop millionaire training. It's my wish that you use these concepts and strategies that I'm about to share so that you too can become one and someday meet me out in the coffee shops of the world. And believe me, it's awesome to be able to run this business from anywhere in the world, wake up whenever you want to, no more boss. And I can't wait for you to experience that as well. So in this video, I'm going to be talking about link building, specific link building tactics that you can use to make a lot of money fast. Now, link building is awesome, and with consistency, you can expect to create an avalanche of traffic and cash flow for years to come. In fact, I'm pulling a healthy 5 figures a month from several sites due to my link building practices in the past and the consistency that I've used with link building, and it continues today. So let's go ahead and dive right on in and talk about link building. We're going to talk about how to get more exposure, higher page rank, and traffic for your site. So first off, why is link building so important? Because it's the process of creating incoming links to your website. Basically, that's what the internet is all about, linking one website to another. Now we're going to talk about some strategies that are going to help you increase your search engine ranking so that you're found easier online, your website authority so that you are perceived with, or you're given more credibility and the perception is that you are an authority, which in the end is all about getting more traffic, getting more people to your website who are going to purchase, who are going to opt into your list, whatever the purpose you have, you know, for your site's existence, whether it be to build a list of prospects or sell more products. That's what link building is going to help you do. Basically, link building helps you get your website indexed quickly. You know, so you could actually go out there and get some links for your website, and you can be listed in Google rather quickly. And it creates exposure, visibility, and the credibility of your site is going to increase. Because when your site is ranked up in the search engines, you're going to have a high perceived value in the eyes of your future prospects or customers. And with high quality inbound links, your site will be seen as a valuable resource, and in return, it's going to have a higher Google page rank. So, you know, imagine if you're doing a search and you see, you know, the highest, say, in the top 5 to 10 sites, you're going to think that those are the authority sites. Those are the sites that you want to purchase from. Those are the sites that you want to get more information from. They must know what they're talking about, right? Because they're in the top 10. So that's the perception that they're going to have. And then imagine this. You are going to get quality traffic from relevant sites, which will ultimately increase sales. So you're going to attract people that are already on other sites that are very similar to yours with the same theme, with the same, you know, discussing the same concepts. So it's going to be a natural referral. It's not like they're going to land on there and not know what to do. This is you're talking about high, top-notch quality traffic coming from relevant sites. Now let's talk about some link building tactics. First is RSS feeds, which incorporates blogs, and I'll show you a little example of an RSS feed here in a little bit. Reciprocal link exchange, this one's been around for a long, long time. Basically, it's I'll link to you if you link to me, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Social bookmarks, now this one's kind of up and coming. Actually, it's more than up and coming. It's established and it's here, but it's relatively new in comparison to reciprocal link exchange, which has been around for, you know, 15 years. And then website directories. I'll show you some examples of some high page rank website directories. Now this is more for, you know, getting indexed quickly and getting some high page rank so that you're perceived as an authority. And then the last one here that we're going to talk about is blog and forum commenting. So let's go ahead and start with what is RSS all about. Well, RSS stands for really simple syndication, and basically it's a notification system that alerts subscribers of changes made to their favorite website, to their favorite blog, video, e-zine author, etc. So people can actually subscribe to it, and they're going to get a notification once there's been a change. So that eliminates the need of that person to have to go back and check and check. So if you have a website that updates once a week, you know, it'd be kind of a pain for them to keep going back every single day for a website that updates once a week. So that's what RSS helps you do, is helps you notify people when your website has new content. And basically, it includes a text-based linked headline with a short summary of the content. And I'll show you an example here. in a few moments. And then the feed is delivered to the user rather than the user going out to look for the information. You know, I just explained that. It's going to help save the user a lot of time, and they're going to appreciate your content a lot more. And of course, if they see that your content doesn't update very frequently, then they're more likely not going to be tuned in. They're not going to, you know, seek out your content because they already know that it's probably not updated. But when you use something like RSS, really simple syndication, they don't have to go out looking for you. You're basically coming to them saying, hey, I got a new post. I got something new on my website. Come check it out. So let's talk about why is it that you want to use RSS feed. Well, first of all, you're going to be able to create a loyal fan base of readers and have constant ongoing traffic. So imagine when you have a lot of people reading your stuff and you've got new content, they're going to come back to your site. What are they going to see on your site? They're going to see the new content, and then they're going to see either new ads, a new list that they can opt into, a new product offering. There's so much that you can do to keep that traffic coming back and back again. That's what I mean, you know, having consistent income for years to come. And it's very user-friendly because it's arranged in a highly organized manner. And I'm going to show you that. It's just you've got the headline and then a little bit of content, and you'll see exactly why people love this. And it's great for one-way backlinks for higher PR and more traffic. Basically, one-way backlinks are seen as a lot more credible than reciprocal links, because reciprocal links are links between two websites that kind of make a deal and link back to each other. But one-way backlink is kind of like saying, your stuff is so good, I don't even need a backlink because I'm willing to link to it. You know, that's the way that Google sees it and all the other search engines see it. And also, it's going to help you get your new websites indexed very, very quickly, because you know the search engines, especially Google, Yahoo, and MSN, they love constantly updating content. They love to find fresh content, and it gets very, very quickly indexed, which means more visibility for your websites. So basically, this is how RSS works. Step one, you grab the RSS or XML feed, and then you're going to submit that to the RSS aggregators. And I'm going to show you right now. Let's go ahead and jump to a website right now. I'm just going to hop right on over and show you. All right, now here is a quick blog that I just did a quick search, basically Googled money-making blog or something. So it's a simple blog. It's got content on here. So I'm going to show you how to grab the RSS feed. And typically, they could either be at the top or at the bottom. In most cases, they're kind of at the bottom in the footer. So obviously, this one's a pretty long blog. Looks like a lot of good stuff here. So I'm going to go all the way down to the footer, and you'll see RSS feed. So you'll click on that, and here you go. This is the RSS feed right here. So you see, this is simply a headline with a little snapshot of what the content is all about, and that's it. So here's the URL. So this is the URL that you would grab, and then you would submit it to the RSS feed aggregators. And we're going to get more into the specific feeds where you can submit that, and later on in this presentation. I just wanted to show you a quick example of how to do that with the RSS feeds. So step one, grab the RSS XML feed. Basically, those are pretty synonymous. And then step two, submit to the RSS aggregators, which again, I am going to talk about the aggregator sites right now. Basically, aggregators are large feed sites. They're directories and are constantly spidered by Google, because Google expects these sites and these directories to be updated very, very frequently. And brand new sites can get indexed very, very fast in Google, which is the main goal of submitting your RSS feed in the first place, so that you can be seen in the search engines. So what you want to do is just submit it once, and you'll be automatically updated. You don't have to go to Google and submit your URL. In fact, it's better if Google finds your URL via another blog or via backlinks versus you going to them directly and telling them about your website. And basically, this creates instant backlinks to the new content that you've created. So let's go ahead and discuss some of the top RSS aggregator sites that you're going to want to submit to. Feedage.com, Feedist.com, and Feedburner.com. Now, these are the top three right now, and of course, there could always come out more, but if you submit yours to these top three, then I definitely think you're going to be well covered out there. So what content can you use to syndicate with RSS feeds? Well, just about anything. Bookmarks, podcasts, press releases, videos, articles, Squidoo lenses, blogs, just about anything that you can imagine, you can submit them and syndicate them to RSS feeds. So basically all content. Bottom line, what content can you use to syndicate? You can syndicate all content. Now let's talk about reciprocal link exchanges. Basically, here's the simple context, okay? And I mentioned it earlier. You link to my site, I'll link to yours. That's it. You know, you link to me, I'll link to you. Fair deal, right? So you can do this in the form of a link exchange between you and other site owners, webmasters, companies, and individuals. You know, whoever has access to the website, that's the person that you want to speak to, or email them. You want to find a site that has related content to your niche so that you could hopefully, you know, profit and benefit from this link exchange. Now, you can always link exchange with websites that aren't themed with yours, but you're going to have higher perceived value within the Google search engine and more authority if you can link to related sites. So if your site is all about health and nutrition, find other health and nutrition sites to link to, or at least in the fitness. You know, you want to be somewhat in the same overall market. You don't want to go with a health nutrition site. You don't want to be linked in an auto parts website. Now, nothing wrong with doing that, but it's not going to have as much weight as if your health and nutrition site was linked to, say, a fitness website. You know, your content should be similar but different enough so that you're not competing with each other. Now, this one's pretty obvious. You know, oftentimes if your product is very similar or very close to the one that that you're asking for that link back, then you might not get in there. And of course, there's many other benefits to link exchanges, so I wouldn't hesitate even if your product was pretty similar. Sometimes they'll still link to it because they know that it's more of a search engine strategy versus, you know, physical human beings going back and forth between the two sites. So you want to find out how much traffic that the site that you're planning a link from, or link to rather, is getting using Quantcast or Alexa.com. That way it's a fair exchange. And you know, and your link exchange, you know, you have to do it with a site that has similar amount of traffic to your site, obviously, in order for it to be fair. So using a tool like Quantcast or Alexa is going to help. So you want to think and negotiate a win-win scenario for the both of you, and just be specific and be very honest, because, you know, by not being honest, you're obviously going to blow your credibility. Word gets around fast, and you have to create an affinity and give reasons for them to partner with you. Make them a list of benefits why they should partner with you. You know, you're offering quality content to their visitors, which their visitors will appreciate and reciprocate that appreciation with the owners of the website. You know, hopefully in more business or you know, recommending it to more people so that they can buy. So now let's talk about reciprocal link exchange placement goldmine. Basically, here's the common placement method, and basically it's a blog. You know, you could put a banner or a text link on a blog, and I'm going to show you this right now. Let me go ahead and jump. Again, this is just raw. You're just looking at my computer exactly, you know, how I'm using it. So this is my battle station here. So let's go ahead and jump on to the blog. Now this is a money making blog that has ads on them that I found. I found this pretty quickly on Google. Just type make money, I believe, or make more money. So you can see this is a blog, and you can see here on the right side they've got a bunch of links here. So basically, that's it. I mean, to see how I can get one of these links here, what I would do is I'm on here and I go down and I will search to see if they talk about advertising. Maybe in the About Us section they might have some things, but doesn't look like it. So you just gotta look around and see where their advertising section is. You know, so that's basically it. But you can also go to the Contact Us section here, and you can ask them about their advertising rates, put in your name, your email. Obviously, they do take ads. Look at this. You know, you can either pay for the ad or you can offer a link exchange. But be prepared to possibly have to pay if you're on a high traffic website, like right here. Click here to add your link to this list. Actually, that's probably the best link to go to. And here they're talking about how you can get free traffic and exposure for your website from one of the internet's premium make money sites. So you go ahead and read through that and follow the instructions, and you'll see that, look, 3,000 plus people a day. So you've got to really make sure that you're reciprocating if you're gonna link to a site like this. So anyway, that's just a quick example of a blog. So let's jump back to the presentation. Alright, now I just showed you the blog and the banner and text link exchange. Basically, you know, you find out whether or not you can do a straight up text link exchange or a banner exchange. Sometimes the best scenario might be just to buy advertising. It all depends, but you're still getting your link on there. Let's talk about some other placement gold mines. Basically, autoresponders. You know, this is one area where not too many people think about, but you can put your autoresponder sequence on the back end of other people autoresponders. And this is great because it's very, very easy, obviously, to find out whether or not the person whose website you want to be on has an autoresponder. If they have an opt-in list, if they have an AWeber account, a GetResponse account, then they certainly have an autoresponder. And oftentimes, people just have their autoresponder sequence, and then that's it. You know, they're done. They never market to them again, and that's just gold sitting there. And you're at the end. You're not infringing on their promotions. It's basically literally free money, and that's how you'd place it. Thank you page confirmation, and I'm going to show you here an example of a thank you page confirmation. But this is a great place to collect a lot of buyers. You want people that have actually proven a purchase. Also, the download page, great place to throw in some unannounced bonuses. That's how you can position, you know, your link and your offer as an unannounced bonus. Give something away for free and have them opt into your list, and it'll be a link to your squeeze page. So not only are you getting a link, but you're also possibly getting a lead. I mean, it could also just be a link without getting the lead, but I would recommend, you know, having an opt-in box here, and I'll show you an example here. But basically, let me just kind of break down with a little bit more here on what I just talked about. With the autoresponder, you want people that have a list and that they've already given you permission to market them, right? So this is awesome because they're going to be more open to recommendations and referrals, and you're going to be able to market to a list of buyers, which is even more effective. You know, these people have already opted in, they've already purchased. These are the people that would buy again and again related products. So it's perfect. Now, the thank you page, I'm going to go ahead and jump on over here to show you an example, but let me just briefly tell you, this is the place where the users just enter into the sales funnel. You know, they already purchased, they're done, they're getting ready to go to their download page, or they're waiting for their confirmation email. You know, this is a perfect place. You know, they were just given permission. You know, you have a fresh permission to market to them, and you know that they're interested in this product because they just purchased something very, very similar. So let me go ahead and jump on to what a thank you page actually looks like. Now, here's a thank you page for one of my products, and I just paused the video. But you see, typically, you know, here's kind of a line here. You start. You know, this is where you're doing your research. Here's where you're buying it, and now you're done. You know, and so you want people to know what to do next. You got to tell them what to do next. I'm congratulating them for their order. You know, I've actually got a video here that you know, I'm actually talking to them, but we don't really need to listen to that right now. And you can see right here at the very bottom, I'm telling them, you know, in the next few minutes you'll have access to the book. But then I'm having them subscribe for free lifetime updates. But this could be anything. This could be another offer from somebody else. This could be an offer from you saying, hey, you know, let's swap links. So basically, this is it. I mean, you can have them opt in. It could be just a straight up link that says, hey, you know, as a thank you for becoming my newest customer, I wanted to show you a bonus of a good friend of mine. And, you know, and of course you have to, you know, position it properly so that it makes sense. But I'm telling you, this is it. This is very, very easy, and you're getting buyers. You know, you're going to be getting high qualified buyers. So let's go ahead and jump on back to the rest here of the presentation. But that's it. I mean, that's very, very simple. The thank you page, they just entered the sales funnel, and you know, they've got permission. You know, they've given you permission to market to them. They've raised their hand saying, market to me. Okay, now the download page is kind of similar. So, you know, we've all bought something online to where we got to go download something. You know, this is the page where customers, they download their information products typically, and it's extremely valuable because buyers are most likely to purchase related products in the future. So if you could have a link of some kind here where it's to a related product, or give something away for free where they have to opt in and ask for it. You know, they have to opt in, put in their name and email address in order to get this free product sent to them. That's very, very valuable. So let's talk about social bookmarks. I mean, there are over 80 million users in at least one or more social networking sites, okay? So there is a gargantuan amount of traffic in these websites. And these are high-quality backlinks from authority sites. These sites are ranked very, very highly in Google, so outgoing links from these sites are gonna carry a lot of weight. And we're probably members of some of these, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Dig, Jump Tags, Technorati, Squidoo, and more. I mean, I guarantee that you've used one, if not several, if not all of these. And these are extremely high page ranked of value, especially within Google's eyes. And, you know, being listed in these sites, it's going to boost your search engine rankings, and it's going to help you get found much, much quicker. And these are community-based websites, and it's going to help you drive more targeted traffic, and it's going to create that viral effect. You know, people like to recommend other websites that they find interesting. And again, these are community-based websites. People are linked together, and they share common interests. So if you can hit the common interest of a large community base, then you're going to have a pretty good chance to go viral and get tons and tons of traffic, and, you know, from these social bookmarking sites. So speaking of social bookmarking sites, let's go ahead and talk about the top 10 here. Again, you've probably heard of these and probably have even several of them. You know, you've got Twitter, you've got Dig, you've got StumbleUpon, Reddit, Technorati, Delicious, Furl, Mix, Propeller, and Newsvine. Now, there are plenty of other sites that obviously have some weight there, but these are the top 10. Start with these, and you're gonna have plenty of opportunity to market to them and get tons and tons of PR, and hopefully that's gonna result in a lot of traffic and a lot more buyers. But don't feel like you have to struggle and do these one by one. I know in the old days, which was just a few years ago, that's the way that it had to be. But fortunately, you know, what I'm about to introduce to you, social bookmark automation, came along. Onlywire.com. Go there if you want to auto-syndicate your content to millions of readers with the push of a button. So basically, all those sites that I talked about earlier, or most of them, you can syndicate your content with the push of one button. So this simplifies your syndication. So you don't have to, you know, log into each account and post separately. You know, basically, you go in here, you set it up once, and you put in all your information, and it syndicates it all for you. Basically, you're going to have massive reach in literally a fraction of the time of what it used to take back in the old days. Bookmarking Demon is another one, but check those out. You're definitely gonna want to save time there. But then next, there's website directory submission. And this is great for one-way backlinks. It's a very effective way to build your website's popularity. And the reason that is very effective is because you don't have to link back to the directory. You know, like I said, one-way backlinks. You know, Google and other search engines are going to see your site as more legitimate if you're getting plenty of high-quality backlinks to your site without you having to give up those backlinks in return. Because they're going to see, wow, this site is worth linking to, and they don't even have to link back. You know, so no reciprocal linking here. It's a one-way link. And you can submit your URL to related websites. And that's what it's all about. You are going to be perceived with higher credibility, and Google's going to see you as more of a relevant website if you stay within the sites. So let me go ahead and jump on to DMoz, which is one of the most popular, probably the most popular directory website. So you see right here, DMoz.org. This has a PR or page rank of 9. And you can see it's a very simple site. I believe this site's been around for many, many years, but I believe they haven't even changed the look. This looks much like a late 90s type website, and it remains to look quite classic in internet speaking. So basically, you know, you just go to the category that your website would be in. So if you have a health and nutrition product, go to health, and then just scan and find the product that you should be listed in. So let's say it's a fitness product. Click on fitness. So now you can break this down as much as you want to. Let's say it's a fitness guide. You click on fitness guide here. Now this is the listing of the sites that they currently have. And you can go to suggest URL right up here, and you can suggest your URL. Click on that. And then of course, you know, you're just going to have to read through this to make sure that you're following their suggestions here. But it's pretty simple, and they give you examples right here, and they don't want you to be too hypey, and don't worry about being too hypey, because if you do, they're probably gonna reject it. And basically, here are their rules here. You know, you always want to have the official name of the company site, so don't make it too crazy. Don't use all caps, obviously, and then exclude promotional language in the title. You don't want to say, oh, this is the best weight loss product, or, you know, you're going to gain 10 pounds of muscle in 1 week. They don't want any of that. You know, if your company is called, you know, Better Life LLC, then Better Life. That's what you put right here, whatever the name is. And again, you know, same goes for the description, and you'll see plenty of advice right here. So you'll probably spend, you know, 5 minutes or so putting this together, and then you submit. And of course, they might have a waiting period, but, you know, this is free, so there's no harm in doing so. And not too many people these days are doing that, so I highly, highly suggest Demos to submit your site to for more backlinks. So let's go ahead and continue here on with our presentation. So again, I talked about great one-way backlinks. You don't have to link back to Demos. It's going to help you build your website popularity, and of course, you've got your URL in with the related websites, just like I showed you an example there for the health and fitness niche. And again, this is going to help your SEO. You know, we're not counting on a ton of people going through Demos to find our website. Of course, you'll get a few people here and there, but the big, big benefit, the big, big payback here is your high search engine rankings and perceived credibility that you're going to get from all the other search engines. So let's go ahead and talk about the top 10 website directories. And I already showed you Demos, and, you know, definitely start with Demos. You know, that's the one that you want to start. And of course, it matters what PR they are, because you don't want to go with a page rank that's too low, because you'll literally be wasting your time. But start with this list right here: Demos, Lee.org, Hotfrog.com, SoMuch.com, Scoob.biz. These are some pretty unique names. Netinsert.com, Jade.com, Info-listings.com, Gypsy.com, and GeniusFind.com. You know, you can even go as low as PR5. Anything lower than that for a directory probably doesn't hold much weight. But you see here, we've got some good PR6s, a PR7, an 8, and of course Demos, PR9, the one that's been around, seems like forever. Start with Demos and work your way down, and every time you submit a new site there, every time you create a new site, go ahead and submit it to these directories, and you'll have an instant boost in the time that it takes you to get indexed in Google, as well as you might have some pretty quick high rankings here. Now, let's talk about website directories and how to automate this. Basically, Brad Callen, he's got this thing. It's called Directory Submitter. You see it right there, directorysubmitter.imwishlist.com. It's a pretty cool tool, and it's going to help automate a lot of your submissions to these website directories. Obviously, there's some that you can't do, like Demos and a couple of others. So it's definitely worth the time to hand submit to those bigger high PR directories. But with a tool like this, with Directory Submitter, you can definitely expect to get in a bunch of directories by just getting your links out there. So now let's talk about blog and forum commenting. Now, we also have separate videos talking specifically about forums, so I don't want to go too much into it, but this also is an aspect that applies to backlinks. You know, blogs and forums are very, very powerful, you know, Web 2.0 platforms. You know, they've been around for a long time, and especially old forums. You know, they've been indexed, and they have a lot of credibility. Basically, you know, if you've already watched the other forum video, you know that forums and blogs too, they're community based, and they allow people to freely express themselves and provide feedback, which is very, very important. And it gives you a chance to provide feedback when other people are, you know, are having issues, and it gives you a chance to promote your link. But you got to do so discreetly. So again, I'm going to refer you to the forums video, where we talk more about how to properly insert your link. You don't want to do it too promotional, because you're going to get kicked out, and, you know, bad news spreads very, very fast, and you don't want to be on the bad side of that bad news. And just keep in mind that users enjoy sharing common interests and experiences with like-minded people. So if you've got a product that appeals to these type of people, then try to solve one of their problems, and then discreetly have links to your products. And but personally, I wouldn't try to sell them too much or even at all initially to start with. All you're trying to do is get in there, establish yourself, brand yourself as somebody who knows what they're talking about, and then later on you'll develop a nice following from these communities. And it's awesome. I mean, it's great once you get a nice following here. So you want to visit an active blog or a forum and then pick a hot topic to make a comment on. And again, I want to refer you to the forum marketing video for even more help here. But definitely, you're going to want to do that. The key to this tactic is to provide valuable solutions, resources, and answers, and new perspectives. So again, do not promote. Do not go in there and say, hey, by the way, I've got this product here that's going to help solve all your problems. If anything, if it's going to help them solve the problems, pick some of the solutions you have in your product and give it to them freely, and you'll see how they're gonna really appreciate that, and they're gonna ask you for more and more information. The best place to do this, to put your link, is under your signature. So you want to create an anchor text link and then leave your website URL with a call to action. So this is where you could get a little bit promotional, but again, don't be too hard. Personally, I would just have it be a text link and then just kind of for more information, check this out kind of thing. You know, you don't want to say things like, oh, the best, you know, bodybuilding guide you've ever seen, or, you know, add 10 pounds of muscle in 2 weeks type thing. You know, that sounds too promotional and people are going to be turned off by that. You definitely want to go the other approach. Now, if you're going to use blog commenting and forum commenting to promote something like, you know, Coffee Shop Millionaire, well, let's go ahead and jump on over to the Affiliate Center to give you some ideas on how you could do that. Now, you see here I'm in the coffeeshop.com, coffeeshopmillionaire.com Affiliate Center, which you'll find links to it here from within the members area. And you'll see lots and lots of things that you can grab to promote. And don't forget, I mean, our affiliate program pays 50% recurring. So, you know, when you make one sale, it's not like you just get paid once and that's it. You know, we've got members that are staying on for a long, long time. So if you bring on a good number of members, you know, you're likely to see a lot of income to come for many, many months from them staying on. Because this is great stuff. You know, I'm revealing things that have allowed me to become a coffee shop millionaire, allowed me to, you know, live life on my own terms without worrying about having a boss or having a fight traffic or any of the other, you know, BS that us coffee shop millionaires don't like to put up with. So anyway, here's plenty of great content that you can use to post. You know, for example, like these solo ads are excellent. You can get a lot out of these. You know, articles, things you can post in forums and blogs, and you just got to get a little bit creative. But you've definitely got plenty of resources here to help you in that quest, and, you know, to help you make more money. That's what we're here for. We want you to make more money and be happy and be with us for a long time to come. So, again, this is your opportunity to help people who could use something like Coffee Shop Millionaire, and you can make a lot of money at the same time. Here's what you want to do. You want to use the signature section for personal branding as well. So why should they listen to you? Why should they take your advice? Well, because you want to brand yourself as a leader. You know, what is it that you've done in your career? What is it that you've done lately? What is it have you done in the market specifically that you're trying to give advice to? Well, put that in the signature, and you really can't be too promotional here either, but just use specific numbers and examples of how you've done it before. You know, instead of being all promotional and hypey, just tell the truth. And if it's something that you've done, hey, I helped increase sales for this company by 20% in 1 year. You know, that's doesn't sound too promotional. You're just talking about what you've done and why people should listen to you. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Use the signature section for personal branding. So that pretty much concludes the link building discussion here. You know, quality backlinks are the key to search engine traffic and search engine rankings and free traffic. You're going to get plenty of traffic too from the actual links, but our big picture here is to get, you know, increased search engine rankings. You know, your link popularity is going to increase. You know, the exposure is going to increase, the visibility and the credibility for your website is going to increase. So, you know, again, keep in mind, when you're doing research and you see the top 5 or the top 10 sites there listed in Google, who are you going to trust? You're going to trust them, or you're going to trust somebody, you know, on the third, fourth, fifth page? Most likely you're going to trust those on the first page. So this might be a little bit time consuming at first, but you're going to see the rewards, and the rewards are going to be coming for years to come. I'm talking about years to come. So don't get discouraged if you do this for a week or two and you're thinking, oh my gosh, where's all the money? The money will come. Remain consistent. You know, I've seen it happen in as quickly as a month, but I can guarantee that if you remain consistent, you know, 1, 2, 3 months, you will start to see results. Remain consistent over the course of a year, and I would be completely shocked if you didn't have a money train rolling for you by that time. I mean, it is going to happen. That's how it happens. That's how I'm doing it. That's how a lot of my sites have gotten the credibility that they're getting continuously today, month after month after month. Income on autopilot. And that's what this is all about. That's what allows me to travel and work in coffee shops all around the world instead of having to be stuck behind a cubicle and you know, listen to a boss and all my coworkers complain about life. You know, I skipped all that, I bypassed all that, and I'm hoping that you can do the same, bypass that, and become a coffee shop millionaire with me, so that you can sit there one day with me in one of the coffee shops of the world, and we can talk about life and enjoy it instead of the stresses of life. So this is Fabricio. Hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you on the next video.